mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines: ZRA dismissed 22 officers in 2025 on corruption. Government says there will be no by-elections in Mpika. People in Mozambique were receiving cholera vaccination. Power Dynamo's midfield Owen Tembo is confident. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has dismissed 22 officers in 2025 on corruption-related cases to maintain the integrity of the institution. Speaking at a media training of tax reporting in Petauke District of Eastern Province, ZRA Assistant Director Internal Affairs Chifayaki Kabambe has urged media practitioners to expose corruption-related matters for improved tax collection. Mr. Kabambe says ZRA has a strong stance against corruption, identifying it as a critical threat to national progress. He has emphasized that corruption within tax administration erodes public trust, reduces government revenue, and ultimately stalls national development. He further says honest taxpayers lose confidence, compliance decreases, and the social contract between the state and its citizens is broken when corruption thrives. Government has positioned Luapula Province as the launchpad for Zambia's digital transformation drive, rolling out innovative education-based programs aimed at producing a technological skilled generation to power national development. Speaking when she hosted a delegation from Smart Zambia Institute and Build Zambia 2064, Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama Kangwa said selecting Luapula as the pilot province reflects President Hakainde Hichilema's vision of leaving no one behind, especially historically disadvantaged regions. She emphasized that embedding digitization within the education system is key to building a competitive, innovative, and self-reliant Zambia, adding that early mindset transformation among learners will secure the country's long-term development. Meanwhile, Smart Zambia Institute National Coordinator Percy Chinyama said Luapula was intentionally chosen as a model province where the digitization agenda can be refined and replicated across the country. Mr. Chinyama noted that engaging children early ensures sustainability of government digital policies while promoting reading culture, research and active civic participation, and building Zambia Chief Executive and Build Zambia Chief Executive Officer Dr. Joseph Mushalika said the initiative directly complements the new Dawn administration's education reforms and digitalization strategy and empowering learners as future innovators. Dr. Mushalika revealed that the pilot has already delivered results, with Luapula schools excelling through structured debate competitions centered on cybersecurity and responsible digital citizenship. Now, WaterAid government call for evidence-driven action to end cholera in Zambia. WaterAid Zambia has urged a decisive shift from emergency response to long-term prevention in the fight against cholera, describing the continued recurrence of the disease as unacceptable and preventable. The call was made during a stakeholder forum focused on translating evidence into action to strengthen public health outcomes and end recurrent outbreaks. WaterAid Zambia Country Director Yanko Mataya says it is deeply concerning that Zambia is still grappling with cholera in 2026 despite having the technical capacity to eliminate the disease. She explained that the cholera policy brief launched at the forum highlights persistent policy and system gaps that continue to undermine control efforts, including weak coordination and unclear institutional roles, and inadequate investment in sustained hygiene behavior change programs. She emphasized that water sanitation and hygiene wash interventions should be viewed as strategic investments rather than costs, noting that global evidence shows every dollar invested in WASH generates significant economic returns through reduced health costs, improved productivity, and better social outcomes.
That we cannot avoid acknowledging that it is a shame that in 2026, Zambia is still grappling with recurrent cholera outbreaks. That we still get to say that cholera is endemic within Zambia. It is even more shameful, ladies and gentlemen, because cholera is not beyond our technical ability to control and eliminate. It very much is. And so it is shameful that we continue to be plagued by this entirely preventable disease. Since 1997, if I may take us into a little bit of history, Zambia has experienced a total of 31 cholera outbreaks, with cases ranging from a few dozen to more than 23,000 and up to 740 deaths in the devastating 2023-2024 outbreak.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Water, Development and Sanitation reaffirmed government's commitment to translating evidence into concrete action to eliminate cholera. Permanent Secretary Engineer Roma Skamanga, represented by Director of Water Supply and Sanitation Richard Kangwe, says access to safe water and sanitation remains central to disease prevention and national development. And on the health front, the Ministry of Health reported continued cholera transmission in several parts of the country. Permanent Secretary Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, represented by Acting Permanent Secretary for Technical Services Dr. Matilda Kakungu Simpungwe, disclosed that since August 2025, Zambia has recorded 820 cumulative cholera cases and 14 deaths, with cases reported in Mpulungu, Nakonde, Serenje, Mazabuka, Lusaka, and in Sama districts.
We remain concerned by persistent and sporadic transmission in Lusaka, the resurgence in Mpulungu, and isolated cases in Nakonde, all signaling the need for intensified WASH and public health interventions. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ministry of Health, working closely with the Zambia National Public Health Institute, local authorities, and cooperating partners, has strengthened the following: surveillance and rapid response. We have enhanced surveillance in hotspot districts with four rapid response teams who have been deployed from Mpulungu, Lusaka, and border districts. We also intensified use of line listing and community-based reporting. Secondly, case management capacity. The ministry has dedicated cholera treatment units in Lusaka Northern Province, which are managing cholera cases. We have also
Now, government says there will be no by-elections in Mpika following the vacancy created by the death of Mpika Town Council Chairperson Morgan Musoma on January 28, 2026. The seat officially became vacant on February 4th. Acting Leader of Government Business in Parliament, Jack